Laura Silva Quesada here. I'm so happy that you decided to experience a Silva Mind Body Healing Home Study course. And it really means a lot to me that you make the most of this program, that it really does for you what you're hoping that it does for you. So before you begin, there are several things I want you to keep in mind. One, get yourself a journal or a notebook for you to jot your thoughts, your ideas, and your discoveries about yourself. You can even use your laptop if you wish. This is going to help you along the way to document your growth and your realizations. In addition, as soon as I finish talking to you, sit down and write your goals for health. Now, these goals can be short-term, medium-term, and long-term. You want to set goals that you can achieve and manifest in a very short period of time, between 1 and 2 weeks, maybe within the month. But you also want to make sure that you have goals set out for 6 months, 12 months, 24 months, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, 20 years. Create a goal that is going to describe how you are going to conclude this life. Take the time to describe a life that is strong, full of vitality, with great energy. A life of a person who is in their upper years of age, still productive, resourceful, quick-thinking, sharp, and smart. 2. This course is a 10-CD course. It's going to be best if you follow that order. And the reason I say that is because we are going to approach the healing process in this manner. We are first going to discuss the cause of 90% of all health challenges, and that is stress. But more than that, it's really important that you focus on the core emotions that lead to stress. We'll talk more about that later. Then we're going to move on to working with the belief structures that govern your living experience, and not only your living experience, but your health as well. From there, we move on to the healing of the emotional body, the spiritual body, the mental body, and the physical body. You'll also learn to work with different aspects that will bring in new elements to your meditations. Not only that, but you'll also learn what needs your bodies require in order to maintain health and well-being. The physical body needs to meet certain requirements, as does the spiritual body, the mental body, and the emotional body. When you hear these requirements, you may think, I already know that. And you probably do. But are you doing it? Knowing is not enough. It's actually the doing that is where you're going to find the real healing in this process. They may seem really simple and obvious, but unless you're actually doing it, you're missing the whole point. You must go through each one of these different requirements of each one of those bodies and discover whether you're meeting those requirements fully and completely. Because if you're not, then you are missing some of the very fundamental processes that will lead to health. I sometimes hear people say, well, gosh, that's just a lot of talk. We're not getting to the real meat of things. But you see, that is the real meat of things. That is the real core of what you must do in order to have true health and well-being. And it's not that difficult. That's the whole point. Healing does not have to be challenging. You just need to do what it takes. And unless you do, the healing will not happen. A lot of times people are looking for the quick fix, the shortcut. Tell me what I have to do right now because I want to be healthy tomorrow. The fastest way to get to the outcome of health is to make sure that each one of the requirements of each one of your bodies are met. 3. When you're working with stress, pay special attention to what causes fear and anger in your life, and pay close attention to those core emotions we'll be discussing, because those core emotions and fear and anger are going to help you get to the root of what may be the real cause of your health problem. 4. when we get to beliefs, make sure that you take the time to write down the beliefs that are holding you back from enjoying your life freely and completely. Jot everything down, because this way you can keep track of what you really want to achieve. Of greatest emphasis, if there's nothing else that you take away from this program, I hope that you do understand the importance of managing stress, discovering what makes you angry and or afraid, and the beliefs that govern your living experience. If those two things you focus consciously on, and you really put a lot of your energy onto working through these elements or these factors, you will be on your way to health and healing. Your beliefs are a huge part of the healing process. Take the time to write down the limiting beliefs that you have in the areas of health, love, abundance, or money, career, and happiness. Because between managing your stress effectively and going beyond your limiting beliefs lies the real secret towards health and healing. 5, when we get into the meditations, make sure that always the last image you create is one of you in perfect health, of you whole and complete. 6, every time you imagine yourself whole and complete, you are going to do it in a holographic manner. That means that you are going to utilize all of your sensing mechanisms, your mind's ability to see, hear, taste, touch, and smell, and you're going to do it as if you are in the experience, as if you are already healthy, in a past tense sense. In other words, it is a done deal. 7, when we talk about the explosion of emotion, this is going to be an experience of projecting gratitude, appreciation, and love from your heart organ. So think back to a time that you have experienced deep and profound love. Think back of a time when you really felt gratitude and appreciation, and make a strong point of reference of what that feels like, because you are going to utilize that memory in every single exercise. You're going to project this explosion of emotion, of gratitude, appreciation, and love for being healthy, whole, and complete. Even if you're not there already, you are still going to do that so that your body, your brain, and your mind can begin to accept that you are whole and complete, that you are healthy, so that your body, brain, and mind can begin to learn how to produce health in your system, in your body, in your being. 8, whether or not you agree with everything I say, please do me a favor. Open your mind to the possibility of health and healing. Open your mind to the possibility of doing something that may be a little bit different. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Health is there for you. I have seen so many thousands of people regain their health with these methods, and I know that you can too. 9, apply the suggestions that are going to help every single one of your bodies heal. The emotional, spiritual, mental, and the physical. Do what it takes. Because if you don't, you cannot honestly say that you have given it your best to regain health and be whole and complete. And 10, let's make an agreement right now that you and I will live a life of health. And when we move on from this planet, it is going to be because our mission is fulfilled. We have served our purpose. We have fulfilled the reason why we came into this planet, and it is our choice to leave it. And let's agree to leave this planet in fine and perfect health simply by taking a deep breath and entering deep and healthy, restful sleep. I challenge you to that. Enjoy the program.